Welcome to the latest podcast from Adept English, aimed at helping you to improve your understanding and fluency in spoken English. Listening to Adept English will help your understanding become automatic, just like when you hear your own language. For more information, visit our website at adeptenglish.com. Hi there, I'm Hilary and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. Adept English is here to help you build on your knowledge of English and move towards being able to understand and speak English fluently. Listen to this podcast a number of times and look up any words that you don't know. You can use the transcript, the written version, to help you. And you'll find this on our website, which is at www.adeptenglish.com. There's much more on there to help you with learning to understand and speak English fluently. And if you want to take your learning much further, if you're really serious about learning English and you want to do it more quickly, then sign up for our course, Course 1, Activate Your Listening. It costs much less than many English language courses, and it has real-life English conversations for you to listen to, along with vocabulary explanations of those conversations, so you can really start to learn quickly. You can also sign up on the website for our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English. If you're finding it difficult to become fluent in English, this free course will show you why you're having problems. It's really, really useful. If you do this course, you'll wish that you'd known what it tells you a long time ago. And as I say, it's free. You don't have to pay anything for that course. Today, I thought we'd do some more idioms. Last week, we did some serious grammar and vocabulary. And in previous weeks, I've talked about what's going on in the world, terrorism, a holiday. It's good to mix it up. So today, let's do some more idioms. If you don't know the word idiom, it means a saying, something we say in English, which has an extra meaning beyond what the actual words say. I'm sure you have idioms in your language too. We have a lot of them in English and we use them all the time. So an idiom I heard someone say this week was, "Oh, you're between a rock and a hard place." So let's talk about that one and a couple more rock idioms. These aren't the only idioms with the word rock in them, but it's a good start. So what does someone mean when they say you're between a rock and a hard place? Well, the word rock has several meanings. The most obvious one is when a rock means a stone. Mountains tend to be made out of rock, and often at the top of a mountain you'll find a pile of rocks to mark the top. So you can talk about rocks, which means lots of pieces of rock or stone, or you can talk about something being made out of rock. So the bottom of a river underneath the water may be made out of rock, or a cave would be made out of rock. So when someone says you're between a rock and a hard place just means somewhere hard like a rock. So what they're really saying is that there are two choices, but neither of them are very good. So an example might be, if you smoke cigarettes, somebody might say, "I must give up smoking because it's making me ill. But I know that if I stop smoking, I'll put weight on, I'll get fatter. So I'm between a rock and a hard place." Another example, if someone is stuck in traffic, lots of cars and there's no choice but to wait. Or there is a choice. There's a choice to wait in the traffic and see if it starts to move. Or there's the choice to drive a long way round, go a much longer route to get somewhere. So again, you might say, I'm between a rock and a hard place. You're probably going to be late either way. Another time when you might use the word rock in an idiom is when people say, you hit rock bottom, or to hit rock bottom. Bottom here just means the lowest point, the lowest down something can go. The idea is that rock is hard, you can't go through it. So whatever has hit rock bottom can't go down any further. It can only go up again. So you could talk about a person, somebody, hitting rock bottom, meaning that they've got to a very bad place in their life. And now the only possibility is something better. Things can't get any worse for them. They've lost their job, their girlfriend's finished with them, their business has failed, their friends have left them, they've hit rock bottom. So it has to get better now. You might also talk about rock bottom prices. So this means prices that can't get any lower. A price is the amount of money that a shop or a business wants you to pay for something. So prices in the UK are in pound sterling. I suppose the opposite of rock bottom would be sky high. So you can have rock bottom prices, which are good if you're the one buying. Or you can have sky high prices, which aren't so good for you, the buyer. So if you're the person buying, rock bottom prices are good and sky high prices aren't. Another saying, again to do with rocks, hard pieces of stone, you might hear, it's going to be a rocky road. So you probably know the word road. It means a street, a place where cars drive. So Route 66 in America, that's a famous road. Or we've got Watling Street or Downing Street or Harley Street. They're all roads. So if you imagine trying to drive your car along a road which is covered in rocks, this will be quite difficult. So the saying rocky road, or it's going to be a rocky road, means that you're going to have a difficult time. You're going to encounter difficulties. You might say that it's going to be a rocky road ahead for the UK and the European Union in their Brexit negotiations. It's going to be difficult. There are going to be problems. It's not going to be very quick. Rocky road is actually a kind of cake or pudding as well. You put biscuits, marshmallow, maybe nuts, raisins, cherries all together and you mix them up with melted chocolate. And you put this into a shallow tray, put it in the fridge to cool down, and then you eat it. Very nice. And it's called rocky road because it's flat. But it looks perhaps a bit like a bumpy road, a road with rocks on it. So rocky road is good for baking with your children or if you're not great at cooking. There's not much can go wrong with rocky road. And the final idiom for today, to rock the boat. You might hear someone say, don't rock the boat. So the rock in this saying has a different meaning. Here it's the verb to rock. So if you rock, it means you move backwards and forwards. You move from side to side. If you think of when you're holding a baby, hoping he or she will go to sleep, you might rock. Or your car might rock backwards and forwards if you've got loud music on and you're dancing in your seat. So in this idiom, don't rock the boat. If you imagine a little boat on a river and someone's trying to get into the boat at one end, then it's quite likely that unless they're very careful, the boat is going to move up and down. In fact, if the person is really bad at getting into the boat, it could be a catastrophe. The boat and everything in it might end up in the water, upside down. So if you rock the boat, it's not generally very good. And when this is used as an idiom, don't rock the boat, it means go gently, go carefully, don't say too much. Otherwise, you're likely to make it bad for yourself or for other people. So be careful what you say or do. Often it's said in a situation where it's better not to say anything and where saying something might be trouble. So an example might be, if you know that two of your friends have had a big argument and you're going to meet them, it's probably better not to rock the boat by asking them about their argument. They might start again. So there are a couple of other meanings to the word rock and quite a few more idioms with rock or rocky or rocks in them. But we've covered four of them today. And we've covered rock meaning a stone, rock to rock meaning to move backwards and forwards, and rocky meaning it's got rocks all over it or it's difficult. So listen to the podcast a number of times and use the transcript to look up the words you don't know. Hearing these words in context will help them stick in your mind and help you remember them. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast, but don't forget to visit our website and find other podcasts and transcripts, so the written version of everything that we release in PDF format, and lots of interesting articles on there. You can sign up for our free 7-day course, and if you're really serious about learning English, course one is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.